In Connecticut today, a railroad swing bridge over the Norwalk River became stuck in the open position for 5 hours this morning. It caused major delays for rail travelers. WSHU's Craig LaMolt reports the bridge failure has reignited concerns over the reliability of the region's rail system and debate over who's responsible.
I'm looking at the railroad bridge right now connecting East Norwalk and South Norwalk. It's a big grid of rusted metal that looks like it's been here for more than a century, and it has. It's been here 118 years, actually. The trains, as you can hear, are rumbling by again. When it stuck open earlier, all Metro North and Amtrak trains were brought to a halt. A Metro North worker just told me that it was a gear that broke. He said they replaced the rails recently on the bridge, but when I asked how old that gear was, he said, I don't know, 1909?
This is just piling on to a series of unfortunate failures and events that have really brought into question the ability for Metro North to run a rail line.
That's Republican State Senator Toni Boucher. She's the ranking member on the state legislature's Transportation Committee, and her Fairfield County district includes a lot of rail commuters.
They need to provide adequate service. Otherwise, their contract is up for renewal next year in 2015, and the state of Connecticut should proceed to go out for bid, given what has happened.
Metro North's recent problems include two derailments, one in the Bronx last December that left four passengers dead, and another in Bridgeport a year ago that injured dozens of people. Also, a power outage last September forced the commuter rail to reduce service for nearly 2 weeks. Metro North spokesperson Marjorie Anders points out that while Metro North does maintain the Norwalk Bridge, it's owned by the state, and she says the failure is not the railroad's fault.
We were, in fact, doing the kind of maintenance that Ms. Boucher was suggesting we should do, which is why we do our work and testing overnight. It's a very old bridge, and it needs to be replaced, and that is a big capital item for the state of Connecticut.
Connecticut Transportation Commissioner Jim Redeker says he thinks the failure of the bridge does show how sensitive it is.
But I think in the end it's going to turn out to be some piece of equipment that failed or some error in terms of a procedure that went on that probably could have been avoided. And that's not about not investing. That's just about something that happened.
Even so, Redeker acknowledges that for decades, the bridge, like much of the state's transportation infrastructure, hasn't gotten the attention it needs.
Historically, the infrastructure has been underfunded. The entire Northeast Corridor, not just Connecticut, has been underfunded. So that significant pieces of the Northeast Corridor, which is, you know, this is the country's premier rail network, really need a lot of money and we don't have it. But Connecticut has actually done more than most states.
The state DOT points to billions of dollars in funding for rail projects under Governor Daniel Malloy's administration, including $765 million for new rail cars, an improved system of overhead power lines, and some new rail stations. But they're also looking for help. In April, Connecticut applied for $349 million in federal transportation funding to help replace the Norwalk Bridge. The request was for funding provided as part of a resiliency program following Superstorm Sandy. In its application for the federal funding, the state said the bridge fails to close 10% of the time it's opened, and it requires 2 hours to repair. If Connecticut wins the grant, the application says construction would start in 2018, and a new bridge would be done by 2024. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.